1. Look, last time the Burn visited. Boy, was that a classic. That was one good night of football, Joe might be saying.
Burn have had really three huge wins in the recent future like that. I mean, the Colorado game with 8 men, and then look at New York last week. Talked about it in the pregame, but they have just been keeping you on the edge of your seat.
The recent future.
The recent past. How's
okay.
That?
Hey, you know, maybe...
I'm glad you guys are here to correct me, though.
You know,
recent past and future. How's
hey,
that?
I get what you're saying. So is that...
All right.
Is that qualified?
Wow. In the lull of a soccer broadcast, you probably need that excitement.
And should I have let him go?
No. If you would let him go, you might have fallen asleep. You had to keep yourself excited.
It was the recent future. They've done quite a bit.
Okay, here's another confusing sports point. The most confusing sports point, in fact, of the game, I voted on that, as far as the Dallas Cowboy TV broadcast was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So Mickey is trying to make a point. Who was it? I think Jason Witten had his elbow all ripped up from that infield dirt in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey was trying to make a point of why he had his elbow ripped up. Bill Jones adds what I believe is the most confusing sports point of Saturday night. You listen.
Yeah, that infield, you wouldn't think that dirt would tear you up the way it does, but you just see looking at Jason Witten.
It I mean, does. Yeah, I mean, this is like, you know, you're in a baseball game and you're this one player that slides into second like 15 times.
And you don't have the elbow pads
yeah.
that the baseball players wear.
Three wide receivers.
What?
Hear the really long layout after it?
Well, Mickey agreed with him at first, and then...
It looks like he laid out then.
He's like,
what? He regretted it.
Well, he started agreeing with him because he thought he was making a good sports point, and then in the middle of it realized Bill Jones was making a confusing sports point.
At number 2, that's bad radio making you laugh with sports.